He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Ambien, are you a sleeping pill junkie? Antidepressants, these sleep medications like Ambien, these things can be life-threatening, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to talk about this because about 10%, I think that number is low. I think it's much higher. But a minimum of 10% of Americans are using some form of medication to sleep. And one of the illusions out there is that some are not addictive and some aren't addictive. Let me tell you, as a practitioner, as an integrative physician, all sleep medicines can be addictive. And I'm talking about melatonin, a natural product, can be addictive. Taking valerian root or chamomile tea can be addictive. If you feel it is needed for you to take that to sleep, you have a form of an addiction. Now, there also is like things like Restoril and Klonopin and Ativan. These also have a chemical addiction that we know of. On top of that, well, one of the medications that's very, very popular is Ambien. And one of the reasons it became popular is because it chemically is not addictive. But let me tell you something. Emotionally, it is absolutely addictive. Ambien, you have to understand, it's in a class called imidazopyridines, which basically is, it's a medicine that helps calm you so you can fall asleep versus being more sedative. The problem with it is, like most sleep meds, including Restoril and including others, it should be only taken for 7 to 10 days. After that, it's dangerous. And when you look at it, it's for short-term use only. But what happens with these medications? You take it for a few days, you go back to your doctor, say, listen, man, that stuff works. And you're hooked. You may not be chemically hooked, but you are emotionally hooked to that medicine. And let me tell you, this is the stuff that is involved with. It didn't kill Heath Ledger, but it was part of the cocktail. Most likely alcohol was involved as well, but was part of what killed Heath Ledger. Now, you have to understand that out of all the drug medicines out there that help with sleep, Lunesta and Klonopin and all the things, Ambien's just weird. Ambien's just, it's absolutely bizarre. The Drug Abuse Warning Network, this is what they have to say about Ambien. Sleepwalking, which a lot of things, you know, people sleepwalk. My 23-year-old sleepwalks. Sleep driving? No, never heard that before. Sleep eating. Now, I talked to Dr. Bruce. We had a great segment with him before. And Dr. Bruce, the sleep doctor, the sleepdoctor.com, great books, great information. He told me that it's usually when it's mixed with alcohol. But it could be like you have a glass of wine with dinner, say 6, 7 o'clock, and say 10 o'clock you take an Ambien. That's enough. Now, that seems like really far apart that you should metabolize the alcohol and go through things like that. But just that little bit of alcohol can cause these really, really weird reactions. In addition, the FDA has gotten involved in Ambien. And let me tell you something. In my opinion, the FDA does not get involved in the drug industry to say bad things or limits or change unless it's a very, very serious problem. Understanding that the FDA only gets involved when there is a problem, when there has been significant amount of complaints, then they research and find them real. One of the things they did is they looked at impaired driving the day after Ambien. Now, that greatly concerns me as well. I have a lot of people that say that they just wake up in an absolute fog from Ambien. What they found out is 15% of women have impaired driving 8 hours after taking this medication. Even though it's washed out of their system, they have impaired driving. 3% of the men, which led the FDA to reduce or cut the dose of medication for women. So ladies, if you have an old prescription of Ambien, understand two things here. One is it was only supposed to be for short term. After that 7 to 10 days, you're on your own. Don't go to the pharmaceutical companies and sue them at 1-800-SUE-AMBIEN, because after 7 to 10 days, you're on your own. Okay. The other thing is you ladies out there, you need to understand is this You've got to have that reduced dose. Please check with your physician and make sure they have updated and reduced your dose with what the FDA has said. Now we need to move into all sleep meds because there's been very disturbing research that has come out. 10% of Americans we know are taking these things. Guess what? They are all related to an increased risk of death. All of them. Not just Ambien, but this might be like a Tylenol PM. As simple as that, medicine. Top third of sleeping pill users had a 5.3-fold higher death of risk of death. They also had a 35% higher risk of cancer, the study found. Conclusion, Daniel Kripke, he's a medical doctor. Okay, this isn't the integrative guy. This isn't my opinions blasting this. All you know, I'm likely to do that. But Kripke, this guy is medical doctor Kripke from WebMD, says that we're not certain, but it looks like sleeping pills could be as risky as smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes. You're addicted, ladies and gentlemen. Even if it's not Ambien and it says you can't be chemically addicted, if you require a pill to sleep, you are addicted. Let's talk about how to get out of this mess now. We're talking about Ambien, the sleeping pill, but we're talking about in general sleeping pills. We've already looked at a lot of the issue, and I have said two things that need to be made clear to you. One is I believe all of it's addictive. I believe taking chamomile tea can be addictive. Anything that you emotionally require to sleep, to me, is addictive as a physician. The other thing is all of it. Now, we're just talking the drug world, all of it. We don't know about the herbal world. We're going to go into that in a second. But all of the chemical world of sleeping pills can increase your risk of death as much as smoking. It needs to be on an application. Do you smoke? Yes. Do you take sleeping pills? Yes. Guess what? Two risk factors for dying early. What do you do about it? Well, number one, I think part of the mechanism problem is melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone that, in essence, it's more complex than that, but in essence tells your body it's nighttime. And because of that, it's gotten a lot of really good use for things like jet lag, where you're all of a sudden it's dark out, but you feel it's light out and your body thinks it's light out, or other things like that. I think that a low melatonin is part of this increased risk of death. Now, I don't know that. What I do know is smart folks like Dr. Dan Rubin, they will use melatonin in their cancer patients who aren't sleeping because they know melatonin is also an antioxidant. So the first thing that I do when I try and fix sleep issues is I start with melatonin, 10 to 15 milligrams of a long acting. It has to be long acting melatonin because melatonin is also a protective antioxidant. And I think it can help lower the risk of death when you're having sleep issues rather than raise it. Now, again, I don't have any proof. But, you know, it's not chopped liver either. These cancer docs are using melatonin all the time because they say they live longer and they live healthier. They're surviving the cancers better. Their survival statistics go up because of that. So the other thing that I do is I try and pass a message along to patients. I'll start with melatonin and I'll give them this speech. And I'll say, guess what? Everybody sleeps. My patients have a fear. They have a paranoia. And they think, I'll never sleep and I won't be able to perform at work. And I let them know, guess what? Everybody sleeps. It is like breathing. It is a normal function. It is a matter of when. When you're emotionally hyped, your cortisol is up, you're worried about not sleeping, you'll have a hard time sleeping. That's very real. But understand that you will. You will sleep. Everybody will sleep. You'll eventually, your body will force a shutdown and you will sleep. So for those out there that say, well, if I don't take the chamomile pill, if I don't take any of that stuff, I will never fall asleep. That's just not true. So ladies and gentlemen, thesleepdoctor.com, take a look at Dr. Bruce's website and get a lot of support. Understand that everything sleep-wise is addicting, but the medication is also as risky as cigarettes. Look at melatonin. Look at some of the natural ways of getting your sleep under control.